everybody. Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a Starburns audio produced podcast. One believer, one skeptic, and one guest. Hey, join our Patreon. Go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. Become a friend of Charles Kwan and produce an episode much like John Stapp did. Thank you so much, John, for being a Patreon. What are you drinking on behalf of John?
I'm drinking the Sierra Nevada Torpedo IPAs. I have a funny quick story. I don't know if I mentioned it last week, but like I went to the store, the gas station next door, and I tried to buy a 15 pack of 16 ounce beers. And they were like, we don't have a price. He kept scanning it. It was $2.50. And I'm like, and so he came back. He's like, there was just some kid working alone. He's like, I couldn't figure it out. I'll charge you $23 for him. Is that good? I'm like, yeah, that's great. And so,
yeah, that sounds good.
And so come to find out, man, these things, the reason why the price didn't work is because these are supposed to be sold individually for $2.50 a piece plus the taxing. Ooh. So like basically this was like $50 worth of beers that I got for $23. And like, I feel bad because I ripped them off, but I'm also like, well, I'm not going to turn myself in.
It's a multinational corporation. I think they'll survive the $20
that screwed them out of. So, dude, thank you for the beer. I feel good because, like, finally it's the prices that, like, I expect.
Booze is actually surprisingly cheap during the quarantine. There's a lot of restaurants who are doing, like, really good deal booze deliveries. You can get like a gallon of sangria from Spitz up here for like $15 or something. Wow. Crazy. Oh, hey, also, if you have a 5-star review, leave it on Apple Podcasts. We'll read it on the air. Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF, our good friend, Jason McCarris.
Hey!
What's up, dude?
How you guys doing? It's been a while.
Pretty super.
Yeah.
What's new with you?
Oh, you know, quarantine and COVID, and it's very virusy out there.
And babies.
I
will say, I don't know if you guys know this, but I think about the Con Time Machine like at least once a month. It's such fucking good show, dude.
I mentioned it when I did the Channel 101 Surfing Through Time podcast that I've heard both of you guys on. But I mentioned that one because I love that one too.
Dude, it's like it is the essence of like good writing. It's so fucking good, man. It's
McCafferty.
You can make a shit show awesome.
But I love Wade in that too. But I also thought it was like a bonding moment for Wade and I because we didn't really know each other all that well. And then suddenly it's like 2 a.m. and we're in a hotel lobby where we're not supposed to be. And the guy behind the counter is giving us looks and dirty looks.
Yeah, I mean, I've shot so many 101 videos that I have no memory of. And I'll never forget that.
Yeah. That was a great change too.
So probably these people don't know what we're talking about. Just go to channel101.com and search for the Con Time Machine, and you can see me and Jason from like 20 years ago.
Oh, that's a slight exaggeration. It's not that far off. That's scary.
It's not. Yeah.
It's like 16 years.
Yeah. It's actually 13. This was 2007.
Okay. Oh, we're old.
I haven't thought about that in a long time. I might have to rewatch it tonight.
Oh, it's great.
Good. It is so good, man. You guys are great.
So, Jason, you've been here before.
I have. A couple times.
Do you remember your WoW scale?
You know, I know I was very low on the WoW scale.
Hey, wait,
I was...
turn you down a little bit. You're like, you're like really excited.
Yeah, you got loud when we started recording. I like it. Bring the show energy, you know?
I'll pull mine out away from me a little bit. I thought you were talking to Wade for a second. He sounds fine. I don't know what you're talking about. Ah! No, I was kind of like I want to say it was like a 2. Does that sound right? Like, is higher on towards the Willy side?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was definitely like, I think it was like a 2, but breaking news, guys, after what we're about to talk about today, I think I might have to move myself up a little bit.
Well, see, that's
dude,
what
me too.
That's what I wanted to really talk about beforehand was like, I wanted to do the WoW scale before you watch the show and after, because I'm like, I'm telling you, dude, this, Well, what we're talking about is like amazing.
Yeah.
Well, okay, but really, it doesn't affect the WoW scale because the questions we're gonna redo it because I feel like when you did it, it might have been we're doing a more truncated version now.
Oh, okay.
And I don't remember the last time you were on, but I don't remember which version you took. So let's do it. You ready?
Ready.
WoW scale.
Are you wed or are you willing?
First question. Oh, for those of you who don't know, WoW scale stands for Wade or Willy. It's a 0 through 5 spectrum. If you're a 5, you're more of a Willy. If you're a 0, you're more of a Wade. First question, 3 parts.
Okay.
I'll ask all 3 parts, and then you can answer.
All right.
Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they ever visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
I think last time my answer was no to all 3, and I think I got to say yes to all three.
Wow. What a turnaround.
I have had a big turnaround. Yeah.
Is it only because of this documentary that we're going to talk about?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I haven't spent that much time, honestly, thinking about it that much, you know, and right. we've talked
about
it.
Yeah, you're like a regular person. You're like me. It's not something that drives your life.
And it also gets to be like, you hear other stories. Like, they've comprised in this thing we're about to talk about, comprised pretty credible stories from people who seem like they're not wackos.
Totally.
Right. So, and a lot of these stories that I've heard, there's a lot of probing. There's a lot of different stories that I'm in. And like, I don't know if I buy necessarily the legitimacy of these people, but after this, I'm kind of more convinced of all 3 of your questions.
Okay. Second question. Do you believe in ghosts?
Well, to refresh your memory, I initially said no. But then you reminded me, what about the Holy Ghost? And I was like, damn it, Wade, you got me.
Oh, what a gotcha. What a gotcha question.
So I don't necessarily believe in ghosts. I do believe in spirits, I guess. I just don't believe in hauntings necessarily.
No, you don't believe in unfinished business, bad attitude ghost. It's like, man,
well,
fuck
listen,
you.
I mean, I think the way to really break this down is, do you believe that the spirits of the dead are walking the earth?
No, I think I'm kind of a negative on that one.
Okay. Question 3, do you believe in Bigfoot?
No.
Okay. Do you believe in psychics?
No.
Do you believe, or are you superstitious at all?
Part of me is a little superstitious. I don't know if that qualifies, but
do you make your baby wear jerseys? Yeah.
No, not out of like, you know, hoping it's going to change anything.
I'll make Moose put a jersey on. So it's weird. I'm like shifting now.
All my teams are losers, so if I put my jersey on my kid, I'm kind of like, well, kid, I'm sorry about the life you're about to be led into.
Wait, who are your teams?
Well, the Chargers, you know. Never won a championship. Padres never won a championship. Red Sox have had a very successful last, you know, 15 years, 20 years. Most of my teams are
Wait, where does awful. The Red Sox come from?
Well, I grew up in Connecticut. I grew up in East Hartford, so I was in the region. That was my team growing up. And then when I moved out to San Diego, that was in the early 90s, the beginning of the 90s. And that's when I kind of adopted the Padres.
That's nice of you. Yeah. Most people will just stay with their home.
Well, I mean, it's National League, American League.
I do the same thing with NFC, AFC.
If it was another
Bears, Broncos.
If it was an AL division, I probably wouldn't have jumped. Also, it happened to coincide in the 90s with them making the World Series, which was a nice coincidence too. San Diego was on fire for like 2 years when the Padres and the Chargers were in the World Series and the Super Bowl.
The problem with putting your kid in Red Sox gear is he immediately becomes a racist asshole.
I had a feeling that was coming.
Boston people suck.
I'll send that to John Kyle Grady and let you answer
him. He's one of the good ones.
There's only one good one, right? He's the one.
Well, Falconer's all right.
Oh, yeah, Falconer, I forgot.
Okay, so yeah. I'm going to give you like a one.
A one, really?
The superstition thing is mine, so that creeps you toward me.
Yeah, it's just a one thing. And I know you shifted, but that's the one thing, yeah.
Wow, I didn't realize this was graded on such a curve.
I'm being generous. Honestly, you should be a zero.
Really?
Because you went up one for aliens, and then you went down one for superstition.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. All right.
But we'll give you a one. We'll give you a one because of the aliens. All right.
Hey,
Willie.
Okay with that.
What are we talking about?
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, this new documentary phenomenon. Is this going to change the world? Have aliens gone from the tabloids to your very own tablet? Is reality changing? I'm like, I've been saying this shit is real, and finally, people are agreeing with me. Let's talk about what that means tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Well, you talked about it as a phenomenon, but you mentioned the title of the movie is The Phenomenon.
He was saying the name of the movie.
Yeah.
It just sounded like he was talking about a phenomenon of documentaries.
Oh, right. Snap.
There's no documentaries phenomenon that's currently sweeping the nation. It's called Phenomenon. I forgot it. Wait, Jason, what are you drinking? Do you drink? You're not a big drinker. Are you drinking?
I do drink. I'm not drinking tonight. I am drinking a cream Zevia, which is a soda that contains no sugar. It contains
stevia. What is the stevia? What is that made from? It's a plant,
stevia,
right?
It's a plant. Yeah. It's also
sugar is a plant too, but.
Exactly, but it just doesn't spike your blood sugar levels or your insulin. Yeah. So
I don't get down with that stuff. It tastes awful.
Like I haven't tasted it, but I'm not against it.
I totally understand where you're coming from, Wade. Because
not that drink in particular, just stevia in general.
I know, and that's what I was about to say. Is that when I started doing this, actually, boy, it's probably been like 12 years. I got on the no sugar train, and. What happened was the first week or two that I was having stevia, it had that bitter aftertaste, super bitter, and then it just goes away. If you keep up with it for like a week,
sure.
You'll taste it again. Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't.
Was that a sarcastic? You're full of shit.
It makes sense. I get it. It's like it's like coffee or booze or anything. Like you just kind of get used to how bad it is.
Building up an immunity to lidocaine powder like in Princess Bride.
Right.
So the movie.
Okay. Yeah. So we're talking about this movie phenomenon. We all watched it. It's very convincing. It's all about, because what was it? A New York Times article that they declassified a bunch of alien or UFO footage from fighter pilots and stuff.
2017,
like that.
Right?
Yeah.
I remember you guys actually discussed it on the show, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we did. I mean, here's the thing. The crazy thing about this documentary is without putting words into anybody's mouth, everyone is basically saying aliens are real right now. And the support that they have, and so to take that in, I know that you can say that the times are is polarized and whatever, all the shit, but like they're one of the most credible publications in America, whether you're liberal or not, whatever the fuck.
I'm sorry, what's the publication? The Times?
The New York Times.
Oh,
just saying like UFOs have not been in the news for a long time because it has been accepted that they aren't real. And so to make the news, it's got to be something extraordinary. And so you don't get regular UFO sightings in the news. And when they do make the news, that publication, if you notice, has to come up with an answer the next day of what it was. So for like the big Chicago UFO that happened a decade ago, like the next day, like, oh, it was swamp gas. For the first time that I saw a bunch of UFOs, I'm like, this is fucking crazy. The Fox News the next day said, oh, this is Chinese people celebrating their New Year, and they were releasing the lanterns balloons. Lantern balloon things, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. They always had to have an answer.
Yeah.
And listen, there are a couple documentaries out there that precede this that I think are on the level, but this one particularly doesn't go as crazy as the other ones, so it's easier to say to take all this information in.
Yeah, I mean, every other documentary is like this low budget piece of shit with like fucking horrible. I mean, they're always super biased. They always want you to believe in aliens, and they always have horrible soundtracks and like bad voiceover.
Dude, and watching Ancient Aliens makes me go, oh fuck, maybe I'm wrong. Because they skew so hard that I'm just like, man, that's not me. I'm not like that. That's not me.
I hate to break it to you, Willie.
That's me. Well, so here's the thing. This documentary, we're not going to just like rehash it. They go into, so taking this information that there are secret entities like the CIA and the Pentagon that are basically coming out and without saying it, saying like, yeah, that's weird. This was weird. This documentary takes all of the big cases and just reminds you of what they are because the ones that have credible witnesses, you know.
There's a couple of different levels, though, right? I mean, there's the eyewitness accounts, and then there's like the Air Force people who are kind of the middlemen, and then you have like the higher ups in the government who are supposedly not sharing things with the president, which is like, wow, who do you have to be in order to see this kind of stuff?
Yeah, and that's the biggest issue. Is I think that the reason that most Americans can say aliens aren't real is because how is it that we have a government that won't reveal to the president that this is real? So how can this be real? But like this sheds light on the fact that, well, secrets, top secret is usually above the president.
Yeah. Yeah. There were a couple of things that I thought were super interesting. One of them was, I don't know if you noticed, but like as soon as the voiceover started, I was like, oh, that's Peter Coyote, which is pretty cool if you get the reference. You know who Peter Coyote is?
No.
He's an actor, but specifically why I found it interesting is because E.T. is one of my favorite movies.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
He is the guy who you see throughout the whole movie who's searching for E.T. with the key. Just see his keys through like 2/3 of the movie. And at the end, you see his face and he has that speech that he gives to Elliot about how he's waited his whole life for E.T. to show up. That was his big, he was known for that, I think, primarily. And then he's done a bunch of other stuff and he's been like the voice of the Oscars. He's the guy backstage, you know, mentioning everybody's voice and that kind of stuff. So I thought that was a cool kind of connection between E.T. and the alien thing. I think the other thing that was, I guess I didn't understand in the footage, for the 2017 footage and stuff, that these ships would go sideways. Because I was always looking for the shape, and I'm like, well, what the hell is that? It looks like a dreidel or something. It doesn't make any sense. And then when I started hearing all the accounts that were very similar about the ship not just being flat, but going on its side and then shooting up in the air. And then when you see that footage, I'm like, oh, well, this is starting to like make sense. I mean, I'm sure in the documentary they put the most kind of closely strewn stories together, right? I mean, they're not going to throw in stuff that doesn't really match.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, the weird thing is when it comes to specific UFO accounts, like when you hear the expert witnesses, which are generally like Air Force pilots, military people, pilots, I mean, the thing is you don't normally hear the expert witnesses because they don't make it to you. And so the thing is that like if you are a craft traveling the universe, there's no such thing as up down anymore. And mm-hmm. so to hear that these crafts are like turning on their side, it's like, well, it's only a side to us, you know, like when
in three-dimensional space, it's XYZ. Yeah. It's not north, south, up, down.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And so the pictures particularly of how they've been drawn is affected in a weird way because no matter what, if you're a witness to something, you just project your beliefs onto what you're seeing.
Mm.
Unknowingly, you know, like up down is a thing. Oh, the thing went up, and it's like, well, to them they were going sideways.
Yeah,
whatever. I mean, this is a stupid tangent, but like, I'm just saying that perspective wise, this documentary did a good job of. I mean, they really put everything out there. They took all of the major UFO sightings.
I was also kind of fascinated that the accounts and the artist renderings that the people drew, they're all like the standard flying saucer stuff that you would see in the 50s in the movies, like Day the Earth Stood Still and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And so here's a more shocking thing that we're kind of like pussyfooting around right now. Did you watch this, Wade?
Yeah.
And so I know that you said it earlier. I know that you said you did, but like, this is the best documentary that you could have watched because it didn't get too crazy. It is so fucking credible. And so like, let me ask both of you guys this, because like, I'm, you know, my mind has been blown for 15 years and I'm just like, do you guys believe in Roswell now? Do you think that a craft crashed and we recovered bodies then?
I've always thought there was something interesting going on at Roswell. This lent a little more credibility that it could have been a spacecraft. But the fact that it was always covered up and that they wouldn't talk about it or the documents wouldn't be released, that kind of stuff is always, it's super suspicious.
Yeah, I don't know... I don't know, man. Like, there's one thing about believing in UFOs. There's a whole nother level of taking it to, and we've got alien bodies that they like dissected and stuff like that. Like, I don't know. It's just because one of the things that's the weirdest about this whole thing is they talk about the way that these UFOs move and they're traveling like 12,000 miles an hour and then doing like fucking acute angle turns mm-hmm. without slowing down. And so my thing is like, I don't, my brain, my dumb human brain is like, how could these things be manned at all? Like how would they stop inertia within the ship? You know what I mean? And so I'm not saying that they're unmanned, but like, well, maybe I am. Maybe I'm saying that they're unmanned. I mean, there's a couple accounts in this documentary of them standing on the UFO.
Yeah, and waving at people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
And also those kids at the end, that really freaked me out. All those school kids.
We got to save the kid thing.
Yeah.
Let's just talk about the UFOs for a minute because the kid thing is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But like, I feel like if one did crash and they have like this advanced technology, right? So what are they saying? It got struck by lightning and then it crashed.
Well,
like, I don't know if I can believe that like this thing that can fucking maneuver in a way that is like physically impossible in our realm that we know of. It's going to crash and that they don't have some way to like extract out of there. Like they don't have a, you know, even our pilots have the
ejector parachutes. Can I tell you what my version of Roswell is?
No, we'd like to sit in silence.
So in my belief of what's going on, we recovered a UFO craft before Roswell, and Roswell held the nuclear bombing squad. They had the Enola Gay was there, like so here they are, what I think investigating our nuclear capabilities. But we were testing new sonar / radar technology, and whatever technology we had could mess with their ability to mess with our gravity around the Earth, whatever. So like we forced that craft to crash by sending out weird radar signals. I don't think it was lightning. I think that we've been aware of aliens for a long time. We've recovered a crash before this, and when we saw it, we popped it with this radar thing, and we made it crash. And we went to go recover it, and sure, there was a big mix-up of intelligence during this time, but a couple of people knew that we made the craft crash.
Well, the reason I don't buy that is because that was in like the 30s, right?
46, was it?
43.
Well, okay, whatever, but you're talking about a previous one that we don't even know about, right? Like, well, you've made up a previous...
The previous one happened on accident, and we recovered that one and opened.
But this is just you making shit up, right?
No, I'm not making this up. But I can't remember the reference, and it wasn't in this documentary.
Okay, well, so with Roswell, like, regardless of what, well, the reason I don't believe that we crashed it is because they go on to account for. You know, when they're there's that whole section where they're at some kind of military installment, I don't know what it is, and there's like numerous UFOs, and they're like scanning the missile silos, and yeah, they like turned off our ability to shoot nuclear weapons. Yeah. And it's like, so why wouldn't they have like done the radar thing on those, you know, because that's after.
Well, that radar technology only existed at that base because they were only testing it at one site. So they just got lucky, basically.
And they did the opposite in the Russian case, right? Where they started turning on the nuclear weapons and stuff.
Well, I mean, here's the thing is like, so this is crazy. Like Robert Hastings was supposed to be on our show because we went to McMinnville to do the McMenamins Festival. Like we had him booked, and then he bailed on us after he listened to our show. So we
rightfully so.
It's so funny because like I went and I listened to Hastings and I listened to Robert Salas, and like it was fucking amazing hearing their accounts of these things that are. I mean, basically, the crazy thing is that like if you take
was he in this documentary?
Yeah. He was the guy talking about. His whole research is UFOs with nuclear sites. And in 2010, he addressed the National Press Club and like brought this all out. Like a lot of things happened before 9/11. And disclosure was on the way to happening. I'm not inferring that 9/11 had anything to do with this, but that made the whole country like drop everything about UFOs and figure everything else out.
Well, yeah. Maybe rightly so.
Yeah. Like Stephen Greer in 2011 had over 200 witnesses to confess to Congress that aliens are real.
One of the other things I found fascinating too, because since you brought up the military aspect, was when they had the graph and it shows the number of visits in Russia and the United States over the nuclear sites.
Yeah.
It's like, well, there's something going on there, right? I mean, they're either trying to, you know,
So this is this
nuclear the, war. Or?
This is the proof of the cover up. Is most UFO stories that you that most people have are so small. Oh, I was camping. Oh, my uncle got anally probed. Like it turned into a weird joke.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the real truth is all of our nuclear sites are visited by UFOs, including Roswell. Roswell was a nuclear site.
Yeah.
Rendlesham, which is the UK's Roswell. That was where we were holding a lot of like nuclear weapons. And so,
and part of my skeptic brain also has to think, well, if you're in a nuclear race, don't you think other countries are also trying to spy on your nuclear program and get all in there too? I mean, it doesn't explain orbs and visual things that, you know, don't make sure. any sense, but it, you know, there's a reason why it's happening. And if, and that could be one of the reasons. But I find it very interesting that, that the sightings would happen so often over nuclear facilities in, yeah. in Russia and here.
That's the sad thing. Is it like what they aren't telling us is UFO shows up, shuts down our nuclear facility to where it's almost about to kill the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then they turn it back on. And to me, it just, listen, it's hard. I don't mean to infer or to project a knowledge onto these aliens.
Yeah.
I don't think that they're like, I don't think that they're specifically going like, hey, we're just trying to let you know that we know what you guys are doing and we can turn them on and off. That's not what they're doing.
Yeah.
They're seeing a race of beings that are like using this destructive technology that is destroying things in dimensions that we aren't
aware
of.
This is why I hate them. This is bullshit. Like, this is fucking bullshit. Like, not, let's talk about the kids now in Zimbabwe. Was
yeah.
it Australia or Zimbabwe? Or well, I know that Australia had one, but was Zimbabwe the one where there was an actual an actual alien, I mean?
Where yeah, that was out. Zimbabwe yeah, with the whole class and everything.
Yeah, it gets a little crazy at the end because there's this whole school in Zimbabwe and only the children saw this happen. I don't know what the fuck the teachers were doing because when I was at recess, we were watched. You know? So these kids like see a UFO and like wander off to look at
aliens
it.
Aliens come out.
Aliens come out and they're like 4 feet tall. And all of these kids say that they got like what's the
projection
telepathic
they got like this telepathic message that was like technology is bad, like basically go back to saving the environment and stop like killing the planet.
Right.
But it's like, okay, motherfuckers, like you fucking stupid aliens.
I know, dude.
Because what are these kids going to do about it? And none of them grew up to be any sort of advocate for.
Yeah.
But, if they did, they didn't.
What
they
a didn't bunch of assholes.
Well,
if you saw an alien and the alien said, hey, become an environmentalist and you believe that it's an alien, how are you not now speaking out for like anti-global warming?
I don't know if it's are we confusing the idea that it's an environmental message or an anti-technology message, because they're not necessarily one and the same. Like we think we're making all these tremendous advancements in technology, and I love technology, but when you look at social media and for so long we were like how amazing it is, and now we've completely got to a point where people are fed misinformation on a regular basis ready to kill each other over it.
Well, there was one girl who linked them together. So maybe I'm just following her lead. But
no, but I got that message too pretty strongly that's what they were ending on. I mean, that was like the big message.
Well,
so it's like so these aliens, and also you fucking hypocrites, you have ships that can like turn on a dime and go 12,000 miles an hour, and you're telling us not to.
Why
not
wouldn't we be jealous of that?
Listen. here's the side parallel is. There are a lot of UFO interactions where the creatures are speaking of Jesus. And it's like, how the fuck do you know about Jesus? And so it makes me go like, oh, well, they just read your mind real quick, took your beliefs and like applied them to what they were saying to you. And
possibly.
Just saying, yeah, that's one possibility.
Well, they're doing a fucking bad job. What I learned from this documentary is UFOs exist, and if I believe the aliens, they're being really shitty at helping us. They're not fucking helping us. Like, turning off nukes as like a weird cryptic message to say, like, don't blow each other up. Like, just tell us not to fucking do that, man. Like, what's stopping you from just coming down
landing,
here?
Making an appearance, making an impact.
Yeah.
Here's the issue, man. The issue is this. No matter what you see, no matter what you believe, there's multiple races. And so they're all doing different things. And they don't need to do anything. You know, it's fucking weird because, like, let's say...
Well, then why do anything? Why come down and tell some children to believe in the environment and stop following technology? But
so here's the message that I get. Whenever, from what I've taken in, is that whenever an alien is trying to give somebody a message, it is so tailored to their beliefs that it feels like fucking politician bullshit, and it makes me go like, oh, they actually have no idea what's going on here. They just scan your brain, take your beliefs, and apply something to your beliefs. Because there's no way that they know everything that's going on. And so all that they can see when they scan you is what you believe. And so the message is like so skewed to the person that they're talking to. And
see, this just backs up my point, which is like these aliens are totally inept.
And yeah.
If they're not going to fucking help, they should just go away.
There's no fucking message, man. There's no message that'll help everyone because everyone is individually fucked.
All right, let's take a quick break.
On that note,
everyone is fucked. We'll be right back with our friend Jason McCarris talking about The Phenomenon. It's a documentary.
Really Bad Movies, in association with Craig's Fine Grocery Stores, presents A Normal Family.
Billy, catch the ball. Billy, catch it. I'm going to throw it. Billy.
A possessed knife.
Hey, Billy, where'd you get that?
Why?
Well, because Mom wanted to cut some ham that she just cooked, and she doesn't have a knife. She's looking for one. Bring that to Mom.
This knife turns anyone that touches it into a cold-blooded killer.
Mom? What's wrong? The ham's over there. Mom? Mom? Mom?
Bloodblade 4. Bloodbath. You don't need to see the other three to enjoy the thrills and the kills and the chills.
I wish Mommy didn't kill Billy. He was cool.
The knife, it has me. It has control of me.
What are you talking about, Greg? What are you doing?
Greg, put that thing down, man. That's a serious weapon. Greg!
Everyone killed everyone. Everyone did it. I don't get it. Wait. Maybe I do.
Bloodblade 4. Bloodbath.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Real Life Sci-Fi. We're talking to our friend Jason McCarris about the documentary The Phenomenon. It just came out this year.
It came out this week, this month. It's like
brand new.
It's so new that most people haven't seen it. I was gonna pay for it. It's like less than 2 weeks old.
Yeah.
And listen.
We just left it at I was gonna pay for it.
Yeah, no.
But you were given a complimentary copy by the producers.
Well, it's great because this is this is the first thing that Wade has really watched. And I'm glad that it is such the most credible thing because so many things are not credible, no matter how much I want them to be, you know? And it's not about me, whatever. I'm just putting it out there that like,
well, here's the reason that it's so convincing is because like when you read quotes from these guys who were pilots in like the 60s.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I don't know. That guy could be fucking out of his mind. But then when you actually watch them speak, it's like, oh, this dude is like totally normal. You know, he's like a meathead Air Force pilot. Like,
Well, when the first guy came on, he has to be in his 90s, right? I mean, so I was a little more skeptical with the first guy who showed up. And then as they kept coming and they were younger and younger and seemed more credible, I was like, oh, maybe they're all telling the truth.
Yeah, because they kind of go chronologically. And so they start like way back in the day with the people on the farm or whatever.
With McMinnville. Right. We went with McMenamin's Festival. Like, we went to that.
Right.
Really?
That was the first festival that we did.
Oh, cool.
Just outside of Oregon, where they had fucking a UFO photo. And it was great to hear that they didn't make any money off of it. You know, like
yeah.
They've.
Yeah.
And that but to old me, fucking
it's
lady.
Still, like, it still just looks still like a celebrity to me.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I'm saying like, cause you watch these other guys describe the crafts and there's like, not a flat back, but like it's not a Frisbee. It's like a Frisbee in the front and then a party in the back. Right.
Well, it's weird because it looks like something somebody could have made during that time, you know, like the UFO crafts. I'm not saying that they, well, it looks like that they have evolved since we started noticing them, and it makes me just go like, well, have they evolved or are they just different beings?
Right. I mean, that's kind of to your point, which is why, like, I hate your point about there being multiple alien races, because at the end I was like, I really want these fucking aliens to come save us. But now if it's going to be this dumb thing where it's like fucking Patriots versus Broncos, You have to choose your side. Like, I don't want that, because that's just going to be more fucking bullshit.
Like, so if you take this documentary and you extend it out to people like Stephen Greer, who's like saying like, you know, hey, we meditate and we try to communicate with these alien crafts through group meditation, which is fucking amazing. It makes me go like, well, I mean, there is more to it than just witnessing them, you know. And
is there a Star Wars creature that just wandered by? What was it?
Can we communicate with them without our government? That was his whole point. Was like, we need to eliminate the fucking piece of shit skewed government that like doesn't, that has an agenda.
Like, that's the whole thing, man. You know, I've said it a bunch on this podcast. I'm a moderate. I'm like a small government guy. I fucking hate that the government is the one in charge of this shit, because they're the dumbest motherfuckers.
Dude, if aliens landed here today, Donald Trump would speak to the aliens for us. That's how America is. He would speak to them for us.
Well, it's interesting.
I don't want him speaking to...
It's interesting that you mentioned that, because I don't know how I saw this on my news or Google it or whatever, but I was looking up UFOs recently in the news because I saw a headline about Trump and UFOs. And it's like, I guess Lou Dobbs is a big UFO guy. If you know, from Fox Business Channel, and he's, you know, a insane Trump supporter to the point where he says he's greater than Lincoln. So Trump goes on his show because he loves him. And then, you know, Lou Dobbs kind of pressed Trump about, what about this UFO stuff? Can you find out the UFO stuff? And he's like, I know you know more than anybody about this. And, you know, I'm going to get to the bottom of it, or something like that. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I guess Trump's working
on it. Well, right. But, you know, in this documentary, Clinton, mm-hmm. and he's like embarrassed by it. He's
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I thought that was interesting too.
Tell me.
It was all Democrats. It was the governor of New Mexico who worked in the Clinton administration. Why am I blanking on his name? But then they had Harry Reid, who was Senate Majority Leader, also a Democrat.
That's the crazy thing. Like, Harry Reid is the one that opened it all up for. He's the one
that dude is just like, you've got. I mean, like, it's we're not being responsible by like covering up this shit.
And John Podesta too, they interviewed as well.
Yeah, and that's where, you know, the Podesta emails led to Blink-182. You know, like with. Tom DeLonge got involved because there were some UFO fanatics that were fans of his, and he was into it, and they gave him secrets, and he is legitimately, his business is legitimate. They have legit, they are like in the, they're getting insider information. And so.
Clarify that for me. Who's getting the insider information?
Oh,
Podesta is or
Tom DeLonge.
Oh, Tom DeLonge. Okay, from Blink 182.
Like he was the reason why the New York Times came out with a lot of those stories in 2017 is because they were giving the information to Tom DeLonge, and he was going to release the information, and the government wanted to get ahead of the release that they weren't in charge of. So they came out and released stuff because they're like, if it's coming out anyways, it should come from us so that we can kind of direct it, you know?
Yeah.
In the same way that where they say like, well, you know, there's nothing to this, you know, there's some weird UFO, here's the video, but there's nothing to it.
Yeah.
And then when they say that, you just stop looking at it. Whereas if Tom DeLonge was the person to release all the information and be like, oh shit, like.
But that's what I find so funny. Like, sure, Tom DeLonge is the one that we want to have reveal it all to the world.
Well, but
yeah, listen, it's like, cool, Tom, like you're trying to help, but like you should not be the face of this because you're fucking like you're a shitty member
all the small
of a band.
Things.
Like,
yeah,
nobody. I like your music, but even your bandmates don't like you. So
yeah, yeah.
Why the fuck are you the face of this UFO thing?
Yeah, and so it was weird because they got ahead of it and they made people believe in it less because they got ahead of it.
And so I hate the government, right? And like I think it's such bullshit that they have this default stance of like, oh, everyone's gonna panic and it's gonna be chaos. Like that's not gonna happen. I mean, we're living in a pandemic right now, and like we're cool, you know, it sucks, but like we haven't burned down the entire fucking country.
But here's so, like, my here's
I'm pretty
my...
sure people I'm pretty sure people can be informed about UFOs without losing their fucking shit.
The crazy thing about all of this now is like, now maybe we will burn down the country because you've been lying to us this whole fucking time. The craziest thing about UFOs being real.
Well, I hope not. I mean, that goes against my point of that we're like rational people who can handle information.
But if we have had their technology for 60 years, this is technology that could have bettered humanity, and we wouldn't have had to pay for gas, water, power, all of these things that like are institutions.
But you're presuming a lot. Like you don't know that. You don't know what these things run on.
Well, I'm just saying that like their technology. Had it been revealed that they were real, let's say Roswell was real, and they said, "Hey, these UFOs crashed here. Here's their technology."
Give a caveman an iPhone.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a decent point.
But, when you say that, I'm like, well, the leaders in charge have had the iPhone the whole time. Like,
but they wouldn't necessarily know what they're doing.
Give the leader of the caveman an iPhone. Like, my point is that they could be. These crafts are doing things that are like unthinkable. Like, they're so far advanced that like I don't know that having them unlocks any answers for us.
Here's where my brain went, and it was pretty weird. It was kind of because of the cynical aspect of it, but also the fantastical part of my brain was kind of like, what if they're not actually aliens from outer space? What if 150 years from now, we cracked time travel? Somebody cracked time travel.
This is not groundbreaking thinking. This is a very popular belief.
Is it? Yeah.
But
well, that's good to hear. So that, you know, they're able to come back and right some wrongs before we destroy each other in nuclear war, like over the, and also it would explain why the government can't explain any of this stuff necessarily. But at the same time, it doesn't explain the little beady-eyed aliens unless they send people back in costumes or something to keep up the presumption that it's not time travel, it's aliens.
Well,
I think in our high school group, the thinking was that the sun had exploded or something like that. Not that, because that would end the Earth. But like people had to go underground And so their eyes became bigger like moles.
Okay. And like the Morlocks.
They evolved. Yeah, like the Morlocks. The worst part of that fucking... I fucking hate the Morlocks. But they just ruined that story. I hate the Morlocks. So now, or they're in like a suit or something because they can't handle the...
But they're tiny. That's the thing that I couldn't get my mind around too. And the kids saw that they're all these tiny little beings. So they send midgets back. I mean,
if you have to live underground, space is a premium, right? And so maybe you evolved to be shorter also.
Well, if you look at like the history of humans, if you believe in the stories that they used to tell where there were giants, it's like, what if we were at constantly be getting smaller to fit? Like picture, if you look at the animals, forget about humans. If you look at the animals that have inhabited the earth, they've gone from very large creatures to smaller. Like there are 100-foot alligators in our past, you know, like everything was bigger and it's constantly getting smaller. Not that that means anything. Because I do believe in.
No, it could mean that like humans went extinct and our what's the opposite of ancestors?
Successors. You know.
Successors. They're not humans. They're like, or they're not Homo sapiens. They're whatever the next thing is. And you know,
like because like bipedal animals, like specifically, like
wait, hang on, what's the end of AI?
Does like humankind just die off, and then he's just left there alone, and they have to, it's just robots after that?
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Well, it's been such a long time since I've seen that.
AI, I haven't seen the end of AI, but I'm just like, artificial intelligence is an evolutionary step. You know,
sure.
it, for us, it really is, because AI is going to last longer than us. And it's crazy.
I mean, that's a whole different topic, but that terrifies me. And are you guys terrified by these robots that like Boston Dynamics is building and they all look like fucking killing machines?
Yeah.
I am because we have, there is a citizen of the United States that is an AI. And so now they have the protection.
Wait, you can't just say that.
The AI has been granted citizenship by the United States?
There is yeah.
Who are you talking about?
I got to know about
this. Am I reading things you guys aren't reading?
100%. Yeah, you're reading a bunch of fucking made up bullshit.
Okay, here we go. So Sophia is a social humanoid robot developed by Hong Kong-based company Hanson Robotics. Sophia was first turned on February 14th, 2016. I think I've seen
her online.
Yeah. Oops. Oh, sorry. I'm skipping things. I'm pretty sure she has
citizenship. Does she have an OnlyFans that you're a subscriber of?
You guys talk for a second.
I had no idea about the OnlyFans thing until the Bella Thorne news came out the other week. I was like, what the
hell
is
that?
You know, Bella Thorne, she's an actress. She had a couple of shows. But
what was the news that came out?
Oh, well, I guess because, you know, OnlyFans was used primarily by, adult superstar people to, like, connect with their fans and do private shows for. But she was doing that with her fans, and she's just like a Hollywood starlet. So the people, you know, who were actually using that for the other purpose were kind of like, well, you're screwing us all over. It was a weird controversy that I don't quite understand.
Okay, let me read this. In October 2017, Sophia became a Saudi Arabian citizen, the first robot to receive citizenship of any country. In November, Sophia was named the United Nations Development Program's first ever innovation champion, and is the first non-human to be given any United Nations title.
United Nations, okay.
So she became...
That sounds a lot like when you elect a dog for your...
Saudi Arabian citizen, 2017. Yeah. I just remember
Connie Phil.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, the crazy thing is Okay, let me ask you guys. This is a question for both of you.
Okay.
Here you have. I've been talking dumb as shit forever. This documentary, like succinctly, like put things together, and you see how easy the spin can make UFO realism fantasy. When actually, I mean, the craziest thing is within the last 5 years, we have basically said throughout all this stuff, nobody believed in any of this stuff before, but now UFOs are something that we need to pay attention to, and aliens could be real. Because this is such a weird topic to me. It creates. Well, I'll shut up. The question is, do you accept this? Does this make you think about anything else more?
I bet this is like hanging out with Matt McConaughey. I'll bet like he's always like, I got a question for you. And then he just talks for like 10 minutes.
And then he plays the bongos for like 5 minutes.
then he does a Chrysler ad or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What was the question?
Well, like,
does it make you feel differently? I mean,
does your worldview change because aliens are real? That's my question.
You want to take it? I've got an answer. You want to think about it?
My first instinct was that I don't honestly know that it changes anything. It's amazing that, what I saw, but at the same time, does it change anything about the world we live in? Unless I actually firsthand come upon aliens myself, or they do what Wade said and, you know, actually land and talk to us, or, you know, wave.
Yeah, same answer. I mean, it's like people who are obsessed with things, their life revolves around it. You know, people who are obsessed with like the current political landscape, that's all they do all day. They're just consuming all of this bullshit. And they can't believe that I'm not also doing it, you know. But like, I have no control over any of that. And I, in the same way that I have no control over aliens and UFOs. And so same answer as Macaris. It's like, yeah, unless it becomes like a real thing that there's something to actually, I don't know, study or think about, that I'm just kind of like, all right, I'm more open to UFOs now, put it on the back burner. I got to figure out how to make rent this month. I always say that. Too much, but it's really true though.
It's true. You have to be confronted with it, I guess, in a way that has an impact on your life.
My takeaway,
just being a fun fact.
My takeaway is this, is like throughout all of the stories of UFOs, like who fucking cares? Like who adds credibility to anything? The weird thing is that, like, how do you take this information and apply it to us going into the future? Because we are a species that we have, throughout our history, we have been expansionists, and we've taken over different societies. And mm-hmm. and if you then apply that to the universe and you find out that there are beings that they're more technologically advanced than us, and they could take us over, and they're not.
Mm.
And so it's like
I thought you were going to the place of like they would be more worried about us taking them over, like we've taken over everything else and kind of ruined it.
Well, I mean like that's a projection that like we don't need to get to yet, because we are the monkeys, you know, We are behind them.
I would say this. Like, yeah, we're like imperialists, but we only take over things that have resources. Like, there's no reason to take over a fucking desert in the middle of Africa, right? So we've let them just be. And I'm wondering if, like, maybe these aliens are just kind of like, yeah, no, all of Earth, like, fuck, we don't need any of that shit. So we'll just kind of drive by every once in a while and, like, tell them on vacation to blow themselves up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, well,
when I picture an alien race and I picture their timeline, like, I imagine maybe an alien race did communicate with a previous civilization, but then they realized that, like, our civilizations are so dumb that we don't carry on the information from the previous civilizations. So it's like, let's say we were hanging out with some other race of beings, and we were sharing technology, sharing information, whatever. And then their kids are pieces of shit and they don't want to talk to us, you know? Just saying that, like, the universe, if you're a race of beings that, like, span generations, humanity is lost on us because we don't even believe in the previous generation. I mean, like, this is a stupid thing that I'm saying, but I'm saying that, like,
no, it makes sense.
We don't believe the previous stuff. We don't know the previous stuff. If they left and came back, all of a sudden it'd be like, wait, you guys don't know who we are? Like, we told you guys to write about us.
That's what Wade wants. He wants them to come down and tell us, you know, us to write about them.
Yeah. And
at least there's an interaction there.
The fact that they don't understand that we live to maybe be 100 and they're going to show up every couple hundred years and we're not going to remember them. Like, these guys are fucking morons.
I know. I was like, wait, we told them to put it in stone, man. Did you guys not read the stones?
But you're a believer, Willie, right? That life on this planet started from aliens. Yeah.
Well, I'm open to that. I like panspermia to me is, like, more realistic than life starting here, which is like,
I see your confusion. Do you know about panspermia?
I do not know about panspermia. I was going to ask.
Panspermia is that, like, life spreads from planet to planet. So let's say an asteroid or a meteor hit Earth and there was a mushroom locked in it. It would spread to another planet and then life would start there too. Not that every life leads to humanoids,
right? Because the circumstances have to be perfect in order for a species to survive like that. I mean, you can have a, like, asteroid, like, hit anywhere, like, but if it's,
I don't believe that aliens brought life here, but I could believe that life spawned from another planet.
Okay.
But it doesn't have to be humanoid. I'm not, like, I don't.
Right. And, I mean, in the greater scheme of things, when you're talking about the Big Bang Theory, too, I mean, it all emanated from somewhere. And yeah, I suppose.
Wait, let's ask you this. I'm going to put you on the hot seat here because you're a Christian, right? I don't know what sect.
Well, I'm Catholic, so.
Oh, you're Catholic.
It's always been.
What's your belief on the beginning of the universe?
Well, it's always been okay in the Catholic Church to believe in the Big Bang Theory. That's never been a controversy, and unless it was before the 1950s or something like that. That's actually, it hasn't even been around all that long, if I'm not mistaken.
No, I don't think so. I think it started in the 60s.
So there's no controversy in the Catholic Church, at least. I think when you get into more of the fundamentalist Protestant sects, where they're sort of like, creationism is it, and dinosaurs don't exist and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, what is that? I have a cousin who believes that, and I thought they were just Catholic. Do any Catholics believe that?
I can't say there's none that do, because, you know, there's definitely more conservative, Catholics who kind of follow along with some of the more fundamentalist ideas, but that's not an official church teaching or anything.
Time out, 1927, Big Bang Theory came out.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, like, so, like, I grew up very Baptist, and our particular teachings basically said that dinosaur bones were put there by the devil to skew us from believing in God and Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know that they're all different and they're all weird and like, but yeah, yeah. So,
if I'm not mistaken, actually, I think the Big Bang Theory was originated by a Catholic priest. Yeah, I just looked it up. Georges Lemaître. So I obviously shouldn't have too much trouble with it.
You guys are more progressive than I give you credit for.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah. Probably. I mean, like, it's weird because, like a lot of scientific advancements come from, like believing in God has nothing to do with science, because even Einstein, you know, everyone has said this, but like, he wanted to see the universe the way God saw it. He was a very progressive scientist, but he was very religious. And
he was a theist, just not necessarily a Christian.
Yeah, yeah.
It's this whole thing of Patriots versus Broncos, man. It's like, sometimes it's human nature to like have to take a side, you know, and it sucks. Like, you can believe in science and you can be religious at the same time. You know? I don't see that's why the alien thing would suck. If they came down and they're like, hey, we're cool, like we can fucking fix all of your shit, immediately there would be two sides. And the one side would be going like, we can't trust them, we have to kill them. And the other side would be like, no, let's listen to them. And then it would just be this whole new fucking Republicans versus Democrats thing. And like, it would suck. So maybe they know that and they're like, fuck it, let's just like turn off their nukes for a minute and like see if they can get the fucking hint.
Well, we've seen that with kind of a smaller version of an alien species with this virus, right? I mean, if you look at it as though it is a living thing that is moving from person to person, and yet we have, you know, a large percentage of the country, you know, 30-40% of people who are like, I don't give a crap.
The funniest story is, let's say aliens were trying to sway our intelligence, right? It'd be funny to like take that and go in the realm of like, well, people are so dumb that we could, hey, listen, man, you guys, I'm sorry. I lost my train of thought. And
I was wondering where that was going.
No, I actually lost it so bad that I'm like, man, I can't even recover. I can't recover.
It's okay, Willie.
All right. Well, I feel like that's the cue to end the episode.
Oh, a note to end on.
Willie is barely hanging on. Listen, I don't like confronting people about their drinking, but you've been getting too drunk during these.
Well, wait. The difference is this: is lately, I've like gone back to work, so like I'm sleeping less and working more.
Oh yeah, that's
so. It's like it's not that I'm drinking more. It's that like I'm
sleep
like
deprivation.
I didn't eat dinner and I'm sleeping less. I'm like, oh fuck, I've fallen asleep from like the last three episodes.
Like, well, dude, that's not true. Cortisol will screw you up, man. If your cortisol levels or whatever, if you're not sleeping, you're screwed.
Maybe have a. I mean, we have a whole bonus episode to do now.
Yeah.
So maybe have a quick snack.
I'm looking forward to this bonus episode.
I know. Well,
wait, what?
Well, yeah. I was just gonna try to do a closing argument.
Do a closing argument. I'm gonna start my timer. I'm gonna give you 30 seconds.
Okay, my closing argument is,
hey Google,
as a human living through humanity, like
we're starting.
What is all that?
Where it's
that
interrupting, going? Willie. Start now. Yeah, you're good, Willie.
We believe what we believe, and we easily dismiss things that we don't believe. And now that phenomenon. There's other documentaries out there too. Stephen Greer is a big, I'm a big fan of his. If aliens are real, it's crazy to me to contemplate the universe from our perspective, because we can't, whether we're old or young and in any version, we then turn into an observer and we're trying to quantify things from an observational standpoint, and we don't even observe the universe 100%. I try to figure what we should be in the universe, right? Like let's say that we're souls and that we're having a physical experience.
Add some really patriotic music under this.
Well then does that mean that the soul existence is the real existence? You know, our physical.
You're fucking snowballing, man.
My snowball comes from like trying to make it very small. Take your existence.
Mm-hmm. Very small.
What the fuck is your existence, even compared to humanity? Like, do you contribute to the society? Does an individual contribute to the society of their place in the universe? Is humanity evolving in such a way that the individual matters? When you take an ant farm and you look at it, can you take one ant out and make a difference in the colony? I mean, I'm not trying to belittle anything. I'm just questioning the fact that, like, we are intelligent beings that have an existence that can quantify a universal experience. Is that important to humanity?
The quantifiable experience?
Yeah.
Don't answer. this is just the ramblings. This is nonsense.
All I know is I looked up Stephen Greer and dude is ripped. I don't know what his workout regimen is.
It's
what
protein powder he's using. It's disgusting. If you want to be taken seriously in any kind of academic field, don't get muscles. You fucking idiot. You fucking moron.
It's like when Joe Piscopo, like, it's like when Joe Piscopo got all buff and
I know.
Out of comedy.
And then it's like, hey man, you can't do comedy anymore. Like, well, can you say that about Kumail? I'm like, hey man, did you work out yourself?
Because now it's like, what is he going to be, an action star? I don't want Kumail.
Yeah, Kumail's an action star now. He's a Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I love that he is in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but I want him to be funny. You know,
He's still funny. He's still funny. I love it. Fitness because
No one's gonna write him as a regular muscle guy, right? It's like writers are too white.
I don't know what his passion is. Maybe it's just money. Maybe he can just be an action star. I don't know.
He's like fully 100% committed. Like, it's Marvel or insane. No Marvel now. He's like, I'm 100%, you know, into bodybuilding now.
I'm proud of him. It's a great accomplishment to get
awesome,
that ripped.
Yeah.
Working out sucks.
I'm kind of with you, but I did notice you have a pull-up bar back there. Are you doing pull-ups?
I can do two.
Oh, well, you're ahead of me. I've never been able to do
it. But I'm also pretty fat, so I feel like that's like a normal person's four.
Yeah, hey, I'll give you credit. Why not? This is a total aside. This is a deep cut for anybody who listened this long after Willie's rant. But did you see Dan Harmon's girlfriend Cody, when she was doing the pull-up bar thing and it fell.
Oh, it fell. Yeah, I did see that. That's like the one thing I've seen from him for the past year. It's so weird that you're bringing that up.
Because it made the rounds, like a lot of the Moles, Instagrams.
Moles was doing a pull-up bar and he went upside down and he fucking landed on his head.
Really? Oh, no. That's rough.
And like to me, injuries are so dramatic where I'm like, man, how did you not die?
Well, I mean, that's when we were in our 20s and it was a party and he was drinking.
Oh, you were there.
Yeah, it was at Drew's old place. I think Rod was living there at the time. And they had a pull up bar and he was like going upside down and stuff. It was real fun. And then it just came loose and he like landed on his back. All right.
Poor Moles. Mike Harris,
do you have anything to say or anything to plug?
Boy, I'll think of something probably after we're off the air that I should have said, but I haven't been in anything since Weissel's show, really.
Well, wait, let me ask you this, Weissel. I'm fucking Weissel. God damn it. McCarris. Yeah. Your beliefs have changed because of this documentary. I'm not trying to make
in
this
reference
important.
To aliens. Yeah, I think so. I've changed a little. Yeah.
And so my biggest question is, how does your worldview change? If you can answer that quickly.
I mean, it's
he
funny.
Answered that already.
I mentioned the Peter Coyote thing at the beginning, right? And like E.T. was one of, I mean, maybe like top three favorite movies ever. I love that movie so much. And I, as a kid, always desired for that to be real. I always wanted an alien to be real, but I did want some sort of, like Wade talks about a lot, some sort of interaction or some sort of reason that this person's here. And the fact that it seems like these people had these experiences over the last, you know, what, 75, 80 years. It's awesome. I think it's awesome. And it's really interesting. And if it's going to affect my everyday life, I don't think so, but I'm much more open to the idea of that these people are more legitimate than I was giving them credit for.
That's my entire point. Like, we are smart. We're rational. We can handle this fucking information. Nobody's going to flip out. The people who flip out, it's like, they're the dumb people anyway. We can get rid of them. Like the guy who shot up the pizza place or whatever. Get rid of that fucking guy. Like,
wait, and refresh my memory. What are we talking about? That are
you well, talking about Pizzagate, you know about Pizzagate.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah, yeah. Oh, so
he actually
the guy
showed
yeah.
up and he was gonna like.
Yeah, the one where they were running the child porn ring out of the basement when there was no basement. Where it doesn't exist. Yes.
Oh shit! Whoops. Oh, okay. I'm good. Yeah.
See, this is why you got to be careful, Willie, because you're falling into these like similar sort of traps of like leaving too much stuff on the internet, and everybody needs to just
verify things once in a while.
Verify things, you know. Audit. Every thought that you have, like, put it up against different things and see what happens. Like, social media is killing us all.
Yeah. I can't argue with that.
UFOs are real. I believe it now. I don't know about aliens.
So on the little graphic for the show where all the aliens and Bigfoot and everything are with Willie and not with you, is the alien going to move over a little bit closer to you?
Just no, the craft. if there was a UFO, then yeah. But the okay. alien, I'm
oh
still
right, right,
on,
yeah,
so.
Yeah. Okay, the UFO can move over.
All right, thanks for listening, everybody. We're going to continue this conversation or come up with a new conversation on our bonus episode. Go to patreon.com/relaxsci-fi to find that. McCarris, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, of course. Glad to be here with you guys.
And thanks, everybody, for listening. Remember that everything that was taught to you... Nope, wrong one. Fuck. Just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. All right, goodbye.